friends with music and memories.
Save it for me, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, right here on the Music and Memory Show with yours truly, Bobby Emmons. And speaking of Frankie Valli, he's my very special guest. How's it going, Frankie?
Am I really here?
I think you really are. And for those of you who do not know, Frankie is appearing next weekend, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Borgata in Atlantic City. So don't forget to check that out. Frankie, of course, we all know that you're a Jersey boy. What town did you actually grow up in?
Well, actually, I grew up in Newark, New Jersey. I think I've lived in various parts of New Jersey at different times in my life. But I had a great growing up period. Although we came from a relatively poor environment, it was terrific.
Frankie, I know you guys started out as the Four Lovers. How did the name The Four Seasons come about?
What happened is we were auditioning for a job at a bowling alley cocktail lounge to play music in the cocktail lounge. They didn't want us to play music, so we didn't get the job. They asked us if we'd mind setting up pins. We decided not to. The name of the place was called The Four Seasons. And on the way out, I just looked up. I said, hey, that'd be a great name for a group. And a few years later, we used it.
So you didn't get the job, but you did get the name.
Yeah, we did get the name.
Well, I guess it worked out okay then. Frankie, back in the 50s, you had some minor chart success with a song called You're the Apple of My Eye as the Four Lovers. But in 1962, you hit number one on the charts with a song named Sherry, which I read somewhere was originally called Jackie.
No, it was. It wasn't Sherry. It was Sherry, but a record company that we were negotiating with wanted to call it Perry. It was Perry Records. It was after his daughter.
Well, I really did read somewhere that it was called Jackie after Jackie Kennedy at that time, and I'm glad you're here to dispel those rumors.
Somebody lied. But they lie about a lot of things, so, I mean.
Well, that's what we're here for, to get the story straight. Let's give that great tune a listen. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Sherry, right here on WIBG.
Sherry, baby.
Cherry the Four Seasons with my very special guest, Frankie Valli, on lead vocals there. And Frankie, at that time, you were on VJ Records, which was a great label at that time, right?
It's amazing that VJ Records was really on the brink of becoming one of the major record companies in our industry. All at the same time, they had Jerry Butler, Gladys Knight, Betty Everett. They had D. Clark. They had John Lee Hooker. They had Jimmy Clanton, the Beatles, the Four Seasons, all in the same period of time, and the record company went bust. So somebody was going out the back door, it seems to me.
They must have been with all those acts, Frankie. You know, speaking of the Beatles, you know, Tommy Rowe told me that he tried to bring the Beatles music back to his label, and they didn't want to hear about it. Did you have anything to do with the Beatles signing with VJ Records?
You know, I was in England in 1963 doing a tour, and the Beatles had come in to see our show. What I had done was I came back from Europe with some Beatle records, and I brought them to our producer and said, these are great songs, and we should record them. He said, nah, we can write better songs than that. And one of the songs, I think, was da-da-da-dee-da-dee-doo-dee-da. What was that? Yeah, Please Please Me.
Well, just goes to show that the record execs were not always that smart. Frankie, back in 1964, I guess I was about 8 years old, you recorded a song that just exploded out of the AM radio. I'm speaking of Ragdoll, and it definitely had that Phil Spector sound to it. And speaking of Phil Spector, the Beach Boys were big fans of his, and they recorded a song called Surfer's Rule, which was kind of a little bit of a dig at you guys. Did you guys have a friendly rivalry at that time? And that, I have to say, they must have been a little jealous when they heard Ragdoll on the radio.
I think we both admired each other's work a great deal. I've always admired Brian Wilson's work. I just thought he's one of the great writers and producers of the period. As you said, you know, you heard Ragdoll when you were 8. I think I was 10 then, and I think we were a little envious when we heard Good Vibrations. I can't talk enough about how innovative I thought the Beach Boys were. And also, maybe I feel the way I do about the Beach Boys because I later on found out that we both liked the same vocal groups. They were big fans of the Four Freshmen, mm-hmm. and so was I. I'm a big Beach Boy fan.
Me too. And Frankie, back in the early 80s, you guys actually recorded a song together called East Meets West,
which at the time, Columbia Records did everything in their power to kill the record.
Well, Frankie, it's time to bring it back to life. Let's give it a listen, along with the other tune that we spoke about, Ragdoll, the Beach Boys, along with the Four Seasons, right here on WIBG.
West. IVG Twin Spin.
Twinspin from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with a little bit of help from the Beach Boys, and I'll be right back with more of Frankie Valli right after this.